the News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. Good morning. It is 7:05 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Dez over in the Netherlands has hopped in. Linda is on her way for a reunion on the coast with three of her gold digger buddies from the days when they would sing with Dean Martin and travel and do all those things. And one of the girls coming in from Greece.
Was that discrimination? They only let, you know, nice-looking women into the gold diggers? I think today it would be a problem.
I'm not sure if it would be. I mean, what about the defensive line of the Detroit Lions or the Chicago Bears? They don't let good-looking women into that either.
Yeah.
So is that discrimination? Maybe it's because you have to sing
maybe
and
some
dance.
Minds.
And,
yeah.
You know what? I know.
Well, we'll
but
the
entertainment industry is different. You know, they can preach anything they want, but then do what they want.
We'll just slow down the game where you have to act like you're going to bump into somebody.
Well, they've got, they've got lingerie football.
Yeah.
You've probably never seen that. I've read about it. I've read about it, but I've never seen it. I've, you know, those things. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, the last day of September in 2015.
I got to play the song one more time, Carnell.
Yeah. Hey, what's the what's weather look like today and the rest of the week?
Well, sunshine and clouds mixed and a high of 82. Oh, what a difference 2 weeks makes. Considerable cloudiness tonight. The low will be 58 degrees. Cloudy skies tomorrow, and we actually have a 10% chance of rain. I'm not putting any money on that one for your Thursday night. Warming up into the weekend, we'll move into the highs on Friday, back into the 80s on Saturday. Possibility of some rain again next week. Right now in Reading, we are looking at 57 degrees, and the report, as always, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, a veteran-owned company where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. All the things that are happening this week. Make-A-Wish, October 2nd from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Wind River Resort and Casino. And this is the fourth annual fashion show fundraiser for Make-A-Wish. Dutch raffle, fashions from Carousel and the Children's Place, live auctions, all of this. Call Michelle. Real estate professionals, 224-6700 for tickets and all these reserve tickets and donate raffle items. They've got a lot of things they're doing out there for this. Make-A-Wish, what a great campaign. Also, today at 11:30 is the State of the Tribe inside the Event Center, and proceeds benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. And we're going to be there today for that to see what that's like. And then, of course, the Honored Elders and Princes Dinner, October 1st, inside the Event Center, begins at 5:30. And then the Stillwater Powwow, October 2nd through the 4th, $3 admission, located at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. And it's going to be, like I said, it starts at, I think 6 o'clock on Friday. Lots of things happening at the powwow, and you can just check it out on the website there or our website. So that's going on. And then, of course, now tomorrow night, Linda usually sings on the first Thursday of the month at Wind River, but not this time because she's going to be out of town. So so still, go on down there, enjoy yourself and all that, but Linda won't be singing. Strike out. Domestic Violence Bowl-a-thon with the Shasta County District Attorney's Office is striking out domestic violence in Shasta County October the 23rd from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Shasta Lanes on Black Marble Way. And the teen registration is only $24. Give them a call at 225-5220. Includes 2 hours of bowling and shoe rental. The funds raised for the event would be donated to One Safe Place. Each bowler should try to raise $100. for domestic violence prevention through sponsorships from family and friends. It's a good thing. A lot of that money goes there.
You really should have at least 10 friends who'd kick up 10 bucks each.
You would think that, you know. Let me see what else we have here for, the Seroptimus International Readings for 18th Annual Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon is going to happen on Friday, October 2nd at the Reading Holiday Inn. Doors open at 11 a.m. and lunch seating starts at 11:45. Keynote inspirational speaker Deb Collins Hart, cancer survivor, author, avid volunteer, and founder of the nonprofit organization Pink Sisters Incorporated, will be sharing her journey of trials and triumph. It's a 501c3, so anything that you donate there, you can take right off. Tickets for this year's luncheon are $40 and can be purchased at Keebler's on Churn Creek and Banner Real Estate. For more information, call Jennifer at 526-7777. What else do we have here? Oh, well, you know, of course, the Park Wine and Brew, Saturday. And it's at starts at, I think, around 5:30 out at Wind River. And you need to get on the line with Haven Humane if you want tickets, if they have any left there. A lot of other things. We'll get to them in a few minutes. Bob.
Yes, sir.
Did you see this morning that the Russians have started airstrikes into Syria, northern Syria? And they have gone to the they went to the embassy in Syria that we have and asked United States warplanes to not fly in the northern area
we got
of
this
Syria.
Obama, we got this handled.
And that's what they said. Of course, the Americans said, we'll fly anywhere we want to. Now, the thing is they're hitting one of the city they're hitting is not known to have ISIS in it, but it is known, according to the news this morning, to have the anti-Assad headquarters.
Yeah.
So they're hitting the anti-Assad troops this morning as opposed just to ISIS. And now, of course, Russia has stolen the march on Obama and has put together a team from Syria and Iran. And, of course, Syria and Assad supporters are Russia and Iran. And so they are going after ISIS. We're going to go take them. We'll take ISIS out. You haven't been able to do it.
Based on their success in Afghanistan, of course.
Well, I hope they've learned something. They have, like I said, they have asked us to withdraw, and we've said no. It's clear that President Obama was outmaneuvered on this one, that Putin showed up with this agreement that surprised everybody, including Iraq. Iraq's helping him with intelligence also. So Obama says that we're going to start throwing a lot of forces there, military, economic, political, all of it, to go after the ISIS even heavier. Now, this is President Obama who called ISIS the JV of terrorist organizations.
Did he draw a red line in the sand again?
I don't know. I hate it when he does that, you know, a red line, because it looks so silly when Assad ran over to it and then he urinated on the red line in the sand. So that's, you know, those things are happening this morning. How does that make you feel? Does that make you feel warm and fuzzy that we've got the Middle Eastern philosophy and strategy that President Obama and, by the way, Hillary Clinton had, has ended up in just let's think about it. Egypt, the military has taken over in Egypt. Libya, it's just a battleground, and they were actually saying, "Hey, look at our success in Libya." Libya is a battleground between warring factions. I mean, who do you even talk to there? Nobody knows. Okay, what about what's happening in Syria? Well, Syria has caused over 200,000 deaths in the last couple of years, and millions, okay, let's say that word again, millions of refugees throughout the Middle East and into Europe. And now we're starting to take a couple hundred thousand into this country because of failed policies of the Obama administration. Let me say it again, failed policies of the Obama administration, aided and abetted by his Congress and his Senate.
It's clear.
Well, and let's put it this way, also by his Republican counterparts in there that are also helping out with this debacle over there. At what point are the American people going to go say, well, wait a minute, you know, you're the one that led us into this. What are you going to do to get out of it? Well, there isn't anything right now to get out of it. And in fact, you know what Trump says? Trump says, oh, Putin fighting ISIS, I think it's a good idea. What's the downside on that? Well, they can move into Syria, Donald. Okay. Do we want to fight for Syria? What's in Syria that we lost? Well,
trying to think about it.
Well, you know, what did I leave in Syria? Did I leave a suitcase in Syria or someplace? Anyway, but there's a lot more to it, of course, than that. That's being way too simple to even think things like that. Okay, hey, look, we've got to take a break.
You're running for office, then?
No.
By the way, that song you asked for is up.
Okay, well, as soon as we come back, we're going to come back in with a song that I think you all want to hear and a little something about the guy that sang it. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked the top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I can't say much more about than that. And they are just great over there. Shasta Regional is treating people well. We'll be right back. Colin Linda Bach, KCNR, 1460.
For 24 years, we have celebrated, and now it's time for the 25th Redding Andrea Stillwater Powwow, October 2nd through 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Experience dancers, drummers, hand games, drum contests, as well as the history of our land. Proudly sponsored by the Redding Andrea and Wind River Resort and Casino. The 25th Annual Redding Andrea Stillwater Powwow 2015, October 2nd through 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The sound of a delicious wine. The sound of community awareness in the fight against breast cancer. Join KCNR and Westside Wines on October 15th for Think Pink Day. Stop by between 5 and 7 p.m. at Westside Wines, located at 1872 Buenaventura Boulevard, where Linda Bott will be our celebrity host, pouring glasses of rosé to benefit our local Think Pink organization. Bottles of rosé will be 30% off, and a percentage of all the sales that night will be donated to Think Pink. Come join us, a great local business, and support this amazing cause. You can help us spread the word about the importance of early detection. Save the date, October 15th. For more information, call Westside Wines at 941-1890.
For 45 years, the Redding Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit RedingCivic.com or the box office to become a Redding Civic member.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teens safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at sbi-ind.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Ford.
Kind of a jukebox staple for a lot of
years. Frankie Ford wrote this one, Sea Cruise, or sang this one when he was 19 years old. Passed away yesterday at age 67. What's the year on that thing?
I would have to look that up. It's not listed on the... I'm playing this off of Rhapsody, and it's not listed. But I would be curious. Let me look that up real quick.
Yeah, just to see what year it is, because, you know, because I remember hearing that one a long time ago. Anyway, am I hearing phones ringing? I am. Hey, I've got a comments on the... welcome back. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Yes. Jewelry of the highest quality. There, and the only watch repairman in the whole area that can actually build a watch, probably. If you have a watch that needs to be fixed, batteries or anything, drop on by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great, great quality, honesty, integrity, professional, all of this. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4, across from Sierra Gibbs. Okay.
1959, and Coach Bob is on the phone. I didn't have time to write that down.
Okay, Coach Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Colonel.
What's up, buddy?
You know, just as I dialed and my radio clicked off because I've got that Bluetooth connection, advanced electronics thing going on in my car, then I can't hear what's being said. I think you were just talking about the wreck on 273, were you not?
Yeah, we're just getting ready to. 17-year-old.
Oh, getting ready to. Okay, yeah. Then I misunderstood. But I want to rant.
Okay. Let's rant.
I read the article in the paper
this
morning, the electronic paper, that I'm so happy with. that's part one.
Yeah.
Part two is they talked about the 18-year-old girl that was killed, the passenger, and the little car thief that was driving. They wouldn't print his name because he's a minor. I'm sorry. If you're 16 and you have a driver's license and we entrust you to drive on the highways and not kill us or somebody else, you're old enough to have your name printed in the paper. That's my rant.
Oh. Well, you know, I think you're right. But here's the other thing is this guy is in and out of the system here.
Yep.
And it says that he had many priors.
Yep.
So he's out into society, steals a car, and ends up taking a life.
Yep.
So somewhere in there, the system has broken down.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Somewhere.
Yes,
where do you
has.
Think?
Starting with his parents. But the system, you're right, the system has completely failed.
You know, and, you know, yesterday we talked about, I don't know if you had the opportunity, but yesterday we talked about how, you know, Proposition 109 and AB 47
yep.
has not.
I remember.
They said, you know, oh, no, it hasn't affected on, violent, you know, quote, violent crimes. Yet car stealing has peaked, it seems. But anybody that lives in a lot of cities knows that AB 109 and Proposition 47 has impacted on our quality of life in our communities. There may not be violent crime, but there's crime all around us. There's transients. There's people crapping everywhere. It's like that. And so then when you get this, a 17-year-old who steals a car is somehow impaired in some way from what the police are saying, I believe. Takes an 18-year-old girl's life in this crash.
Yep.
You know, you just have to ask yourself, what are we doing here? So,
yeah, no kidding.
Anyway.
And to stretch it one little iota further,
sure.
According to the paper, he stole that from a gas station, which leads me to believe that somebody left the keys in the car when they went in to pay, and he jumped in and drove off. That's just, I'm guessing. I don't know. But somebody left the car available to be stolen. We all got to learn from this.
Well, you know what?
The one thing,
you know, the chief and the sheriff, if there's one thing they have said probably almost every time they're on the show, that still 50% of the cars broken into and 50% of the houses, maybe down a little bit now, used to be more than that,
is because people leave their houses open and their cars open. And some people, you know, they leave their keys in the car. I'm just going to run in there for a second. Guy is watching them, jumps in there, gone.
Yep. I have learned to take my keys with me when I go in to pay for gas at the little stop and Rob's, and I just do it now out of habit.
Well, you know, every time I get out of my car, it's locked. I lock it, and I lock Linda's car. And, you know, even in my carport in front of my house, I locked it. The one night we didn't.
You have to.
Yeah, the one night we didn't lock it, somebody came through and went, you know what, and it may have been the only time ever, you know, and all the time we parked there that they somebody went through it, but that night they did. So I'm thinking, well, that's strange.
I'll leave you with this thought along the same lines of security and things we can do. The last thing we need to do is post on Facebook that we're gone for a week off to the coast for vacation.
Yeah, that's real
obviously
smart.
Obviously leaving our house unattended.
Well, you'll never see that on ours. Yeah. Though, even though some people like to say things like, you know, all of a sudden there's a photo in there. Hey, having a great time floating down the Colorado. I'm like, geez, no, no. Where's Carl and Linda?
Yeah, we need to add to that. You know, I'm
look
sure
at my
Glenn,
new car.
Grandpa
look at my
with
kid.
His shotgun is watching the house.
Well, you know what? And that's the thing. When we have never left that house that we don't have somebody that spends nights there and lives there because of Elk Killer. So because you know if Elk Killer if somebody gets in the house I know I'll be sued because that dog will rip them apart. You know, it'll be my fault because that dog has dismembered them and they're laying there
down anyway.
And you know what, and I've watched that dog a couple times push that door open and just sit there in the dark waiting. So I kind of worry about it. Okay.
Thank you, Colonel.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Bye.
May I interject, though? There was a time, maybe a less enlightened time, when the punk who was diving into the car to grab what he could would have been beaten within an inch of his life, and the cops would have said, well, guess you had that coming. Instead, no, they arrest the victim because they dared to defend their own property.
The Marine Corps handled that in the barracks simply. And they still do, I'm sure. You catch a thief in the barracks, somehow he has fallen off the top bunk like 12 times, even if there's no 12, you know.
I don't know
top
how
bunk.
That soap got into the sock.
Yeah, I don't know how that got in there and how all your fingers on your right hand are broken. Okay, hey, it's just terrible. You know what? And then we can go on and on and on about that, about failures and these things, but it just keeps going on. Turtle Bay. Broke ground for the new hotel. You know what? Hooray. Hooray for that. And maybe the Labor Board of California not hit them with the keep telling them they have to. There's a lawsuit now saying is that they're still into the prevailing wage thing.
Yeah.
You know, they bought the land. They bought it at the price that was, you know, set and it was agreed on by different auditors and all these things. Let the thing be built. Let everybody work on the hotel. Let us have unity on this, as Francis Sullivan would say. Let us have unity on going forward with this hotel. Come on. It's done. Let's have it built. It's a good thing for our city. It's a good thing for the economy. Let it happen. And if everybody is saying, if you're right, oh, it's not going to make it. Oh, it's not this. Oh, it's not that. It's going to fail. If that isn't that is indeed the case, then in a year or two, you're going to know that. And then you can say, I told you so. On the other hand, as people have done in the Civic Auditorium, you need to come out and then say, hey, you know, I was wrong about that. The Civic Auditorium does work. It saved us millions of dollars, and it's paying millions of dollars a year in taxes, or hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in taxes. The people that were so much against Bethel taking over the Civic Auditorium need to do that. Hey, I was wrong about that one. You know what? I've done it here. I've said I was wrong. I was completely wrong about several things, you know, that I took stands on here, you know, and I was wrong. It worked. And I am more than happy to applaud that. I am more than happy to applaud something working for our city, even if I thought it didn't. And frankly, I've made mistakes. Like when they were building the jail, when they were talking about building that jail 3 years ago, I thought, gosh, how are we going to pay for that? Because it was right during the worst part of the recession. I couldn't think far enough ahead in advance to think, hey, this is going to change. We get that jail done in 2 or 3 years, and now we're going to have all these seats there. And we're going to be able to take care of a lot of these problems. The county jail that was going to hold like 300, 400, 500 people, plus the one we had. Okay. Anyway, it is now 7:30 in the morning here, the last day of September. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. I tell you, you know what? Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the North State for over 20 years, a veteran-owned business. Martin Wendt and his people just provide outstanding service. And now it's just starting to cool down, and you've made it through the summer because Martin was there to help you. Now it's going to start getting cold, and you're going to need those heating systems checked. Give them a call. Now's the time to do it. When things are starting to slow down, get all those things checked, because I tell you what, as soon as it gets cold again, there they're doing 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, trying to keep the everybody happy and keep putting in new systems and all of these. Give them a call. 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. They are rated number one in the North State. Alliance Heating and Air.
Okay, I'll have to put away this song for another 11 months now, but one more time, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Not only this, but Frankie Ford was 76, not 67.
Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchard. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. 26 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the last day of September, 30 September 2015. A Wednesday right here on KCNR, 1460, Free Fire Radio. 57 degrees going up to 82, thanks to Shasta Gas Propane for the weather reports. And Bad Bob. In case anybody didn't hear, he was 76, not 67. Yeah.
I was trying to work the math out.
They must have transposed the numbers in the story because I read it, or I did. And I could have done it too. I mean, just wanting him.
Like
to be,
I've never done
wanting
that.
Him, wanting him to be 67 or something. I don't know why. It did seem like. Gosh, I thought he was back in the '50s, and if he was in the '50s and he was 19.
Math just doesn't work.
Yeah, that doesn't work there. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by John Bastiani and his group of men and women over at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, has succeeded because he believes in customer service. This is a time to buy local, stay local. He's got any type of pistol or long gun you could possibly want, shotguns. He spends his nights up finding ammo for hunters and finding the hard-to-get ammo, so he makes sure he has it in the shop at good, fair prices. Great gunsmithing, two gunsmiths there working, and has anything a shooter wants, optics, rangefinders, knives, anything that you may want there at Bastiani Arms. And if you haven't gone by there, you need to. Again, 2539 Larkspur, or give him a call, 222-8222. All right. Bad Bob. State of the city.
Look out the window. Sorry.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Here's what Francie Sullivan did. She says, you know what? We need to focus on what great people we have working for us. And then she did three different stories of people that were working for the city, including the guy, you know, Bob Brannerman, something that Brannerman, is that the one that does all of the cleanups and, you know, does the graffiti and all that? I mean, you know, they all need to be applauded. Nobody's ever said that people working here for the city are bad people or not competent. Maybe not all of them, but, you know, you can't get all competent people anywhere you work. But that she says we must be united, and she didn't address things like unfunded liabilities or people laying in the street or the homeless or these other things. But you know, let's be more positive. Well, I understand that, Francie. I mean, I really do. I understand the need to be, especially in the show every day. I mean, I could get so cynical if I allowed myself, because people come in here and tell me things that when I'm just like, oh, geez, not again. You know, the battle's going on. I think what people want is, you know, when everybody ran for office, and this was back, November of last year when everybody voted, almost a year ago, the blueprint for safety isn't here. It isn't here. It's October. A year later, it's still here. Oh, well, we didn't take office till January. Okay, January. It's 10 months away. And we still don't know what it's going to say. It's been pushed back because, it had this or it had that. So, again, the leadership we need. Something as simple as, and I said it yesterday, maybe that's too hard to do, is putting toilets out in areas where people that are on the street can use them. I really, really believe they'll probably go in there and use those toilets, those Porter Johns, as opposed to your bushes. Maybe not, but I think they would. If you position 10 or 12 of them in strategic places and you clean them out, and guess what? You can hire people, Good News Rescue Mission, someplace. Hire them for $10 an hour to go around and spray, there and spray them, clean them, replace the toilet paper, do these things, and then you got the major company come in and suck them out. Yeah. So, but do you think that we've even heard? But the reasons are going to. What are the reasons not to do that, Bob?
I think liability for one thing.
Liability. Okay. I was in a Port-a-John. And the Porter John was turned over by a bunch of crazy meth heads, and I got blue stuff all over me. Or what? I was going to the bathroom and fell in? Or
the person working on, or the person doing the work stumbled and fell. Boom, liability.
We have that. We have that insurance for people. That's what we have that. I mean, the city's got that. He stumbled and fell and hurt himself cleaning up the toilet. Come on. Yes, that's called workers' comp. Guess what? That can happen right here. You could be racing out of here on a break, trip, fall, and break something. Guess what? That's workers' comp.
Yeah.
I have never paid a cent out on workers' comp. I pay it all the time to miss for something like that. But so what? We have insurance in the city for that. Is that so hard to do as provide bathrooms? How do they do it in Amsterdam? How do they do it in the Netherlands? Are there public restrooms for people in that people on the streets can use?
And we've got somebody in here from the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And if, Des, if you heard that one, if you're still in here, just tell me what you all do on something like this. Because to me, that's not impossible to do, is it?
Now, I want to throw in here, while we're talking about the state of the city and the and all that, I understand and appreciate the need to attract and retain talented executives in our city government, mid-level managers, whatever. But given the atmosphere in which we live, is it really smart to pay mid-level managers three or four times what the average working stiff in this town is making? And I know these people in the city government work hard. They bust their buns. But three or four times worth?
Oh. You think that's something that should be addressed? But yet it doesn't, because I was told by the city manager here and the state and the in the county pays lower anyway. But the city manager says we couldn't recruit anybody because of the salary be paid. We couldn't recruit that person that, you know, they had that one guy had to do with permits and planning, that he retired, and they said they couldn't find anybody to replace him. Well, first of all, people retiring at age 55.
Sign up for that one?
Excuse me. 55, and you know, and what's his face? The attorney
Duvernay,
52, maybe 54, retires at $180,000.
I missed that sign up.
I mean, my goodness, 52. Who retires at 52? Oh.
I'm sorry, in the radio business, your retirement plan is a
military
box.
Military does. They can retire at 42, 45. But the military has changed their retirement system. Changed it years ago. So you just don't automatically get it. So, I mean, let's take a look at that. You know, okay, I can see an argument about, do you want a 58-year-old policeman running down the streets chasing somebody? Not necessarily. But there ought to be some kind of lines that puts them someplace where it can be used. Or they pay more. You pay them more up front, but they pay more so that we don't have to pay it after they're gone. Or a different way, and not just not policemen, but people working for the city, county, state, all of these things. Unfunded liabilities are going to kill us.
How long before, based on the arguments that are being used to put women, God bless them, into frontline infantry units where you're not there on a social experiment. You're there to kill other people. Let's be blunt here. You know, you're not writing traffic tickets. How long before somebody who's being forced to retire cries out age discrimination in this great social experiment that the military has become? You yourself jumped out of the back of a truck and said, uh-oh, I'm getting too old for this stuff, to quote Danny Glover.
You know. Well, I might have said it differently than that.
Yeah.
Get too old for this.
Glover,
Well, you know what? Well, when you're jumping out of the back of a 6x and you've got a pack and all your, you know, rifles and pistols and extra ammo and grenades and everything else we carry, and you hit the ground, you know, you kind of like flex your knees anyway when you hit the ground. Well, when I flexed, I just kept flexing for a little bit. Not all the way, but just flex down and back up, kind of like a little squat. And I went, I looked over real quick. The Marines the Marines looking at me, kind of turned their heads away because I didn't know if they thought they were going to have to pick me up at that point.
But how long before somebody who doesn't want to leave the military, you know, somebody who's got the real warhorse attitude, says, oh, that's age discrimination?
I don't think that's going to happen.
But but by applying the same logic that trying to put women into commando units or whatever.
You know what? Here is, you know, Angel's in here, and Angel has been around police her whole life. And she was, you know, she's been married to one. She's worked with police and all this. And she says, I think it's great that there are, you know, women police. I have no problem with women police. I have no problem with women in the military at all. I have seen women on machine guns in convoys. Mm-hmm. That was just, you know, it was their job. They were on the turret with the machine guns. The thing is they were not frontline infantry troops. They were not fighting day to day in combat, the hand-to-hand combat, the racing, picking each other up, crashing through doors. They weren't doing that. They weren't. So there's a completely different thing about that. And, yeah, Angel, they were brave and ferocious and tenacious, and you'd see them back in the chow hall after coming back off a particularly interesting convoy going into Fallujah back. And there they are, two 19-year-old girls kind of leaning up against each other, looking at the little Baskin-Robbins. They had little Baskin-Robbins in the chow hall.
Aww.
They had like four. Had four flavors. And they were sitting there looking at each other, pointing at the ice cream. Two 19-year-old kids I just seen on machine guns.
Yeah.
But they're just like guys. Guys are the same way. But they're still... There's a difference, and the whole thing is a physical difference, and
exactly.
that is where it breaks down. My God, can't people understand it? If that's the case, then let's just integrate all of the swimming teams, the basketball teams, the Olympics. It's not going to be a women's. Why is there a women's team and a men's team? Ask yourself that question.
I'm sure isn't that the logic behind the bathroom thing?
Well, in bathrooms, there is no logic anymore because... there is no logic anymore. I don't understand it anymore. I'm thinking about applying for state aid because I feel particularly attracted to women. Let's take a break here. It's 11:45. I'm sorry, I'm losing it. I want to talk about Planned Parenthood when we get back. You know, Planned Parenthood, you think to yourself, it's just helping 2.4 million women. It is, but it's helping them at a great cost. To the cost of the project itself and the millions of dollars that's being misspent. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 14 minutes until 8 o'clock on the last day of September, right here at KCNR 1460.
I love smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Uecker and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Everyone wants to be a hero. It's part of our DNA. Join One Safe Place as we honor local heroes, survivors, coaches, law enforcement, tribal leaders, military, and parents. Be a Hero to Your Children is a One Safe Place benefit dinner to help support a community affected by family violence. With special keynote speaker, consultant to the NBA, MLB, NFL, educator and activist, TED Talks Tony Porter. Be a Hero to Your Children benefit dinner is on Thursday, October 22nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. To purchase your hosted table now before they're all gone, call One Safe Place at 244-0118, extension 206. Sponsored in part by Region 3 Safe Program and Shasta Regional Medical Center. And remember, not all heroes wear capes.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9
on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I've got no hope.
Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
I'm reliving my high school years.
This
is Argent.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Linda is on her way to the coast for a gold digger reunion, mini reunion there. There's going to be like four of them over there on the coast catching up on the last couple of years. They're all like sisters. They were together traveling all over the world, working together. And when they get a chance, when one comes back into town from, one lives in Greece and she's back in the country, so they're all getting together here. So safe trip there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive with Espresso Joe's, where veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's, on the best coffee, and also cold drinks, brews of all kinds, and wines, and you can buy coffee by the pound there, exotic type coffees, not just the regular coffees, different types of coffee makers, they have it all at Espresso Joe's at Tobacco and Brew. And walk next door to the greatest tobacco emporium around here. It has everything, most complete tobacco emporium. It has e-cigarettes. It's got it all, pipe, tobacco accessories. And, of course, a walk-in humidor that is the best anywhere around here. All this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned store. Okay, Planned Parenthood. You know, I can't help it. You know, Planned Parenthood, which is been in the news so much, and they of course started up their own propaganda machine going. But let's just face it. I mean, you know, oh, they're saying they cut it, they edited what? That a woman said, women said a variety of times, you can buy body parts, you can buy baby parts, you can have, oh, look, you want the arms? How about this? We can kill them in such a way that we can get the brain out and the kidneys out. Oh, come on. That's true. And you know it's true. And, of course, they're fighting it. But now they're in front of Congress. And Congress is now being called misogynist because they're asking her hard questions. So if you ask a woman hard questions, you become a misogynist. What if a woman asks a man hard questions? What's that make her? It makes her somebody that wants – how about Megyn Kelly going after Trump? What do you call that? I mean, if he had asked her questions, oh, he's a misogynist. He responds, he's a misogynist. This, you know, Megyn Kelly goes after him. She's on, you know, she's on target. She's getting in there. She's getting the questions answered. Yeah, you can't have it both ways, people. So they ask her, how much money do you make? $550,000 a year. Who cares? She's in charge of a big organization. She makes $550,000 a year. All right. Okay. But the other things they were talking about is this. Millions and millions of dollars of this organization goes to salaries, travel, and here's the big thing, political activities. They support the Democrats. Almost no money from Planned Parenthood, which is, by the way, your tax money, $1.3 billion worth of, goes to them. And since most of the money, almost all the money that they get from the feds cannot be used on abortions, they use that for things like, oh, political campaigns. Salaries, travel, millions and millions of dollars. This. Where does it say that any organization that receives that much money, $1.3 billion, shouldn't be looked at and looked at really, really hard? I don't care if it's Planned Parenthood or if it's anything else that receives federal money. I mean, we're so quick to go after people that don't want to serve cakes and we'll put them out of business. Why not something like Planned Parenthood that does perform abortions? Did you know there's not one mammogram machine in any of the Planned Parenthood offices? Did you know that?
I did not
know. Ah, they say, oh, we screen for cancer. They do. They probably screen for cervical cancer. I'm sure they do. But there's no mammogram machines there. Now, the Planned Parenthood office right here in Reading does not do abortions. There is another place out on, I think, Victor that does that. But the bottom line is there's a lot of money flowing through here, and they're using it for political purposes. Okay, well, to me, if you're going to use money for political purposes, then maybe you should raise your own money. for political purposes. If you want to give people, give women advice, and you want to give them cervical exams, or you want to give them cancer exams like that, if you want to give them advice, counseling, all that, I have no problem with that. But once you get into the selling of live baby parts, when they asked her yesterday, if a baby survives and it comes out alive, should that baby be given treatment then? Be kept alive. And she says, I don't know of any time that's ever happened. Well, it has happened. So she won't answer that. And how about the last trimester? You know, when the baby could live on its own, do you believe in, you know, believe in ending that life right then? Well, no answer on that either. So here's the thing. Planned Parenthood, how much of your money do you want it to go there? $1.3 billion. And you look at the number of Planned Parenthood sites in California as opposed to others that provide counseling and screenings and all these things. It's like, I mean, they're outnumbered like, you know, 20 to 1. Should the money be then spent to these others, you know, selected out to these others, as opposed to getting $1.3 billion? If they want to make it on their own, that's fine. There's plenty of people. They're saying, oh, gosh, you know, more than half the people in the United States support it. Well, fine. Let them put their money into it. Let every one of them send a dollar in. And guess what? Send a dollar in. And you know, you'll get $150 million, just like that, if half of them. Send in $5, and you can. That's all, just $5. It's kind of like the when you see them on the evangelist on TV. Just here, put your hand against the screen, against my hand, and send me $5, and you will be fixed. You will be cured. 8 o'clock, we're going to have CareNet in here. CareNet is the just exact opposite in many ways of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood, who pushes or that has addresses the letting people get abortions on demand and how to do all that. CareNet goes the opposite direction and says, hey, you know what? You want to keep your baby? This is how to do it. You know, they counsel people from the beginning to the end. And if the person does want to have an abortion, and then they at that point will point them in that direction after they've tried everything else for the people. But Shelley Gibbs will be here and talking about a bill that may or may not have been signed yet. I'm not sure. That's one of the reasons she's here. That would force people, organizations like CareNet, to advertise for abortions. You know, for people how to get abortions, where to go to, in big letters on big signs in their business, and tell their people they're forced to do it. However, will not have people over at Planned Parenthood or the other place that performs abortions in town, and I'm not sure what that name is, but we'll get it when she's here, to counsel people on being able to keep their baby and go over to see CareNet or other organizations.
It was the Women's Health Center, but
I think it still is Women's Health Center. But and here's the thing too is that the counseling and all these things that go on, none of this at CareNet is paid for by 1 cent from tax funds. Not one penny is paid by tax funds. So, and that's the other thing, too. Something to think about. Okay, so what else we have going here? I've got my Planned Parenthood. Frankie Ford was 76, not 67. The state of the city, moving forward. Let's not be cynical. And I try not to be cynical. Hmm. But, you know, sometimes it sneaks out on me. Hey,
We've been known to snark here.
You know, not we don't try to snark, but every so often you get that way. You can't help it. Hey, okay. Hey, we'll be back. Let's see what time. Oh, gosh. We've got another
minute. You have just over 1 minute.
1 minute. Then
just get the Star Watch going.
Okay. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another veteran-owned business here. Jeff Wurst can fix it, whether it's a little chip or a crack up over 24 inches in length. That's right. Jeff Wurst. Give him a call at 241-8373. Or stop by 328 Market Street right here in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, I had a 12-inch crack in my windshield that he fixed. It's got to be 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that's how long, you know, I've had that truck for a long time. And he fixed that thing, and you still can't see it.
By the way, I want to say great picture on the back of Enjoy Magazine.
Yeah, Enjoy Magazine. Thanks a lot,
with
Enjoy.
With the flag in the background.
Yeah, well, this flag, of course, is, flew in Iraq. and has been signed by a number of people from the CB battalion that Senior Chief Rob Burrows was in.
Donated by yours truly.
Donated by yours truly. That's right, buddy. Okay, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. It's time for the news here. When we come back, we're going to be talking CareNet. We're going to be talking the battles that people that are pro-life are having with the Assembly and the Senate down there in Sacramento. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The Senate has overwhelmingly approved a short-term funding bill to keep the government up and running through December 11th. We get more from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The funding bill, or continuing resolution, maintains current funding levels until mid-December. While many senators say the bill is not ideal, it does prevent a government shutdown when the new fiscal year begins on October 1st. Disagreements over an amendment to defund Planned Parenthood had threatened to derail the bill. But in the end, senators agreed to pass a clean bill, absent that amendment or any other one.
That's correspondent Linda Kenyon, who tells us the bill now goes on to the House, which has a midnight deadline to pass the measure and send it on to the White House for the president's signature. Joaquin is a tropical storm no longer now, with maximum sustained winds of at least 75 miles an hour. The storm is picking up speed as it makes its way across the Atlantic. Forecaster Michael Brennan at the National Hurricane Center says there's no telling what the impact may be on the United States.
After the next couple of days, we expect Joaquin to turn toward the north and move a little faster. And move offshore of the southeast and mid-Atlantic coast of the United States as we go through the weekend and into early next week.
But Brennan says the Bahamas are first in line to get a dose, I should say. Well, Keene's hurricane force winds and drenching rains, ETA by midday tomorrow there. Payroll processor ADP says U.S. businesses added jobs at a healthy pace in September. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says the numbers reflect a very real and positive trend for the U.S. economy.
There's a lot of momentum in the job market. It's going to be pretty hard to short-circuit the job machine at this point, I think, for the foreseeable future. And all signs indicate that we will be back to full employment by summer of 2016.
Hiring, they say, buoyed by strong consumer spending and steady home sales. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers is seeking documents and a briefing from Volkswagen as part of a congressional investigation into the German automaker's emissions rigging scandal. Hendrick Volkswagen GM Alan Brown says he thinks the company is, in fact, trying to make sure that customers come out of the scandal okay.
It's sad to think that a handful of people have taken us down this path, but together we're going to work through this and we're going to come out the side better. I truly believe that. We have all the resources to make the customer whole and to make the dealer whole through this process.
Meanwhile, the leadership of the House Energy and Commerce Committee sent a letter to Volkswagen CEO on Tuesday requesting all documents and communications related to compliance with the Clean Air Act and EPA emissions standards, and Volkswagen has admitted to try to get around some of those emissions protocols. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Probing Planned Parenthood and whether it deserves or needs government funding, South Carolina Congressman Mick Mulvaney thinks there's a big but unreported story that came out of this week's committee questioning of Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards.
At the end of the hearing, I asked, look, are y'all using any money on what you call your tissue transfer, which is the transfer of the dead baby parts? And she said, well, not to my knowledge. And I said, well, what do you mean not to your knowledge? What do you mean not to my knowledge? That's not an answer. Have you investigated it? And it turns out they haven't.
Mulvaney tells the Salem Radio Network that if that's the case, it would be a crime. Amtrak is boarding a baggage fee bandwagon and has generated billions in revenue for the airline industry. The passenger train operator says it will start charging $20 to passengers who exceed restrictions for carry-on and personal items. The U.S. airline started introducing new bag fees back in 2008. More on these stories from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on her way to the coast for a mini reunion. I would say a mini gold digger reunion, but that would make it sound like they're little gold diggers. So it's a mini reunion with her former gold diggers. Anyway, she's over going to the coast right now. And, in fact, she is on the road. She realized last night when we were looking up the route that it was like 7 hours or 6 hours down there over to the bay or some bay down there. Okay. Good morning. It is 8:06 in the morning, and our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, what's the weather look like today, tomorrow, and the weekend?
Right now in Reading, it is 58 degrees, and the high today will be about 82. Overnight low near the 60-degree mark. We got some partly cloudy skies. That'll continue for the next couple of days. Thursday actually could see a chance of rain. They've upped that now to a 20% chance. Then it'll be cloudy in the afternoon. So we are definitely way out of the triple digits. What a difference a couple of weeks makes. Possibility of cloudy skies, maybe some rain again next week. So we will see how that all pans out. Again, 58 degrees in Reading. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
All right, Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business here. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. And discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. A lot of things happening here. This portion of the show brought to you by View 202. Hey, this Sunday, Linda will not be singing at brunch. She'll be singing from 6 to 8 p.m. at View 202. Again, still out in the veranda. But it's going to be in the evening from 6 to 8. So you can have a great dinner out there and enjoy the sunset and listen to the music. And it's a different sound. It's not the same group of people she's had with her. She's bringing a pianist in there, a trombonist. Not trombonist. Whatever that is. What's that? Not the clarinet, it's the
saxophone.
Bill Clinton's saxophone is there.
Yes.
Yeah, all that's there. Yeah, I have problems with
I will not describe what I just watched.
I know, I'm just I thought our guest was just going to leave the room at that one. Anyway, give him a call, 226-8439. I'm sorry. I'm sitting there going, what is that? What is that thing called? I mean, I could see it.
There's a reason we don't have cameras in this room.
Well, we could. Hey, look, we have a guest here. You want to turn on that other microphone? There you go. So, good morning.
Good morning.
Shelley Gibbs.
Yes.
Karenette.
Yes.
So, sorry that you had to go through that.
That's all right.
Me trying to figure out.
You should see what I do every day, all day. You can't scare me.
I can't scare you?
No.
You sure? Oh, yeah? You ought to come in here in the morning sometimes.
Mm.
Okay. Karenette, tell people what Karenette is.
Karenette, I've been on the show a few times now, and so we've been sharing over the last few years. We're celebrating our 31st anniversary coming up actually this month. Karenette is it's a local faith-based nonprofit, and we are a pregnancy center that walks people through pregnancy and until their children are three, and all of our services are free. All of our money comes from private donors, churches, and businesses. And so we are just an organization that celebrates life and the community. And we're all about education and empowerment to help people get through parenthood and get them on their feet and get them in a really beautiful place to be equipped to be a mom and a dad.
You have clothing and diapers and all types of things there to help.
We do. We've got all kinds of resources. So we've got group classes, one-on-one. We've got labor and delivery. We've got a volunteer certified doula that will walk families through labor and delivery if they need some extra help. We've got relationship, nutrition, and parenting classes that we do as a group, and then also one-on-one. It doesn't matter. It's like breastfeeding, life skills, first aid, anything that has to do with parenting.
Checkbooks.
Yeah, we can walk them through how to even balance a checkbook. We've got curriculum for that, and got a budgeting form. We actually use some of Dave Ramsey's stuff that if they need a little bit of extra push in that category. But what we're doing is in exchange for anything that they do, whether on-site or off-site, could be, hey, I attended a WIC class or I went to a car seat class that the community offers, et cetera. The list goes on and on. It could be if they're in rehab or they're doing family counseling. Anything they do, they're earning points. It's an incentive program that we have. And those points translate into dollars. And then those dollars are spent in our building in the three stores that we have. So blankets and bedding, cribs, high chairs, playpens, diapers, wipes, clothing, et cetera. Just really, really practical needs being met. Those are things that when you're a parent, I don't care if you're single, if you're 15, if you're 45, the first thing that comes to mind is money. How are we going to do this? How can we afford this? And so with the practical resources and the education piece, it really helps lower that fear factor and helps equip people and get them on their feet and just practical needs being met. Sometimes we even have Mercy Hospital will call me up and say, I've got a mom and she just gave birth this morning. She showed up last night, went into labor. She doesn't have a car seat and she doesn't have diapers or clothes. And that will blow my mind.
She doesn't even know that she was going to have a baby till she walked in here.
Apparently.
Apparently not.
And
okay.
So that we do have, you know, people in the community that they aren't really equipped to be a mom or a dad. And so when they show up at Mercy and they deliver and then they don't have anything, I'll just walk some things down. I'll go to the hospital and I'll maybe never even meet them. But we just want to really bless and celebrate life.
And this phone call you could get. Could be at any time, right?
It could, yeah.
And you live in Shingletown.
I do, but it's usually during work hours. If there's a social worker that's up at the hospital, it would be usually 8 to 5.
Okay.
That we get those phone calls, so that works out.
Now, you're tied into other groups, too. Some people came in here the other day from the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council and had nothing but great things to say about you.
I love that.
And CareNet.
I'm so glad.
No, they just said, I just said, do you realize, because they're looking for diapers right now. I said, do you know who else has diapers or collects diapers? And they go, oh, CareNet.
Yeah.
We love them.
Yeah.
And, you know, how you all work together.
Yeah. We're trying, it's our fall newsletter just came out. We're still in process of mailing the last third of them. But on the second page, I wrote a little mini article called Collective Impact. And I'm just really wanting to partner with other agencies in the city that if there's something that we cannot provide for that family, whether it's, maybe they need help with the utilities, maybe they need food, maybe they their WIC coupons ran out for the month and they're out of formula. I want to find, if I can't provide that service, I want to find another agency in the city that can. And we're all about how can we come together as different entities and really transform our community.
Be part of the collective impact.
Yep.
Francis Sullen was talking about unity in our community.
Mm.
Probably didn't mean it to rhyme like that. And I want to talk about that when we get back. Because one of the things that we talk about is a leadership group from someplace that actually puts these together. We've got numerous outstanding operations going on.
I mean,
just noteworthy, like yours, Take Back Redding or Shasta County, some of the ones doing some of the mental health work, One Safe Place. I mean, all these things, but they're all working in a somewhat disjointed manner. Everybody has the same thing. When I say disjointed, I mean not working together. Their part is working really well.
Right.
But what do we need to do to put it together so that we can solve the problems of homelessness, some of the mental health problems, but also when a child is coming into the world, should at least have a fighting chance.
Right.
You know? So, and you know that.
I do.
So, but how do we do that? So I want to talk about the unity when we come back.
Okay.
It's 8:15 in the morning here at KCNR 1460. 57 degrees out there, going up to 82 today. Thanks for the weather report from Shasta Gas Propane. Lines here 605-4567. If you have a question, if you want to say, hey, how can we help this, or how can we do something to get involved with this, give us a call, 605-4567. We'll be right back with Shelley Gibbs, executive director of CareNet.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kia models. Plus KMF bonus cash.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Optima.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Forte.
0% plus 1000 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Soul.
And 0% and 750 KMF bonus cash on the all new 2016 Sorento.
And the 2015 Kia Soul and Sorento. Our highest-ranked compact MPV and midsize SUV. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Every new Kia purchase comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes.
Discover the new Kia today at Redding Kia. On approval of credit plus tax license and dealer documentation charges, any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11-2-2015.
Discover the new Kia. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Redding Kia is open 7 days a week. reddingkia.com.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 20 minutes after the hour of 8. It's 58 degrees out there, going up to 82 today. Is that going to be a beautiful day or what? 605-4567 is our phone number. And some of the things that are going on around here is that the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council is picking up diapers. It's National Diaper Awareness Week this week.
Hey, hey.
Hey. So I would ask people out there if you've got diapers, well, not. These are like baby diapers and adult, and not adult diapers, but like one, two, and three is not adult. We don't need those. But if you have some diapers, bring them on down here to the station, and it won't be considered a political thing. Unused. They've got to all be new and in a wrapper. And bring them on down so we can give them out to the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council. So bring some down here. You know, you can go over there to the big box stores or smaller box stores and buy lots of them and bring them down.
You know, the best value is to buy them by the case.
Buy them by the case.
You can get them at Winco, Costco, Target, and it's a really good value, and they go a long way for families. Diapers are really expensive.
There you go. And what sizes are they looking for here?
You need newborn all the way up to size 6.
Okay, newborn up to size 6. What size is 6?
That would be like a two-year-old if they're not potty trained.
A two-year-old. Okay. You've got that. And let me see. The California Waterfowl is having a veteran hunt program here, October 31st through November 1st. Give them a call at 305-9234 to sign up for this. This is just for veterans only. It's going to be a great hunt. It's fully guided. Includes decoys, blinds, boats, lodging at the Winema Lodge, which I have stayed there before. Yeah, food and drinks. I'm not sure what the drinks are. I'm sure they have nothing to do with alcohol. Hunters will also hunt Sunday morning. So, that'll be a good time. I think I might do that. So, we're here with Shelley Gibbs from CareNet, and we were talking about the collective impact, educating, equipping, and empowering. So how, and one of the things about it, what CareNet does is it reaches out. And there's other organizations that do that. How do you get yourselves under, like, one roof? Is that something that should be done? Or maybe not one roof, but collectively so that, you know, that to be parents or people that have had babies, all these things will have, like, you know, like a one-stop shopping. Will that ever happen?
That's kind of a personal dream of mine to see that happen. I actually shared about it with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. I got to share the stage with him a few weeks ago at a morality rally, and we were talking about there's an entity in town that got some free property, and we were talking about what are they going to do with this property, and they kind of just gave me the mic and said, hey, Shelley, what would you do with the property? And I'm like, oh my goodness, if we could build a skyscraper. Like, I would just go floor after floor where there would be food and clothing. There would be mental health. There would be rehab. There would be, you know, a pregnancy center. There would be STD testing. There would be prenatal care. It would just be this whole inclusive building that would kind of house any need that there would be in the community. It would be phenomenal. If we took all these nonprofits and we put all of our funding together and all of our awareness together, I would love to see that happen. And so, and, you know, there's an entity in Southern California, and they actually call it the Dream Center. And it's kind of a one-stop shop like that. And so not that I want to mirror exactly what they're doing, but to see something all under one roof would just be beautiful.
Well, at first it was Women's Refuge.
Right.
And there was all types of problems with that because people, as we know, they'd have to send them around on buses and all that. And then the Family Justice Center started.
Right.
And then the combination of them, which mm-hmm. kind of put all of that under one roof.
Right.
And some of them were kicking and screaming getting into this, but once it happened. So this is the same thing that could happen with what you're talking about, with the prenatal care, the postnatal care, the testing, the mental health, all those could be under one roof. If you just find a place to put the one roof, right?
Right. And also if all entities can put their swords down.
Are entities fighting against each other?
I think it just goes without saying with any community. It's not just Redding or Shasta County. You know, you've got, you know, our state wants to split. You've got the state of Jefferson. You've got pro-choicers, you've got pro-lifers, you've got, you know, faith-based entities and non-faith-based. And, oh, if you're a faith-based entity, we're not going to give you any money. But if you're a non-faith-based, we're going to give you millions of dollars. So it's all over the place. And so I don't know if that will ever change. I think that our community at large is pretty phenomenal when it comes to, you look at key leaders in the community. I think our heart is all the same, is to see city transformation, and is to see entities come together and to work together closely. So I don't know if we'll all be necessarily under one roof, but I think that, like, even where we sit, if I can't, like I said before, if I can't offer it, I want to find an entity in town that can, that's going to totally come alongside this family and help them get into a better situation. And I want to see and hear and smell and taste and be a part of people having the capacity to really rewrite their story. If this is my past, it does not have to be my present. It might be a tiny bit, and it certainly does not have to be my future. So how do we get them through that process and those stages of change? And sometimes pain is our biggest motivator. And when fear comes in or pain comes in, sometimes it's either that's going to keep me frozen and paralyze me. I'll be so paralyzed with fear that I won't make a move and I'll just repeat the same behaviors. But if I can get past that pain and work through it and get to the other side, then as whether I'm a single mom, you know, our youngest client right now is 15. Our oldest client is...
Is she still at home?
She's at home and her parents are helping her raise her baby. And her boyfriend isn't that involved, but, you know, we're just trying to celebrate her. And, you know, what 15-year-old is ready to be a mom? But she's doing the best she can. She's a beautiful young lady with a beautiful new baby. And
Does she go to school?
She is. She's finishing school. Have an 18-year-old. Well, 18 now, was 17, and she's a senior. And she dropped out to finish independent study, and she's now graduated. Just had her baby just a couple weeks ago. So walking through her with her boyfriend, and parents are involved, and just however we can come alongside them to get them on their feet. And those are things that are really, really beautiful and we want to celebrate. And then there's the other side of the coin, not that I don't want to celebrate it, but our the way our government is set up, it actually enables a lot of behaviors. So as an example, if I'm homeless and I'm using, if I get pregnant... I want to get pregnant. It gets me off the street. I'll get emergency housing. I'll get emergency food. I'll get a roof over my head, and I can get off the street. I can keep using, but I'm still going to get all this cash aid. I'm going to get food stamps, and I'm going to maybe stay in a one-room hotel for a bit, and then I'll apply again, and I'll stay in the one room again, and it just creates these cycles. So it actually, to a specific demographic, it teaches you, Do this thing, and then we'll get you on your feet. And it's not always the best environment for a child to be brought up in, but we still want to celebrate life regardless. No life is a mistake. And so we have a wide gamut of people that we serve. And we even have young married couples and people that are a little bit older and just need a little bit of extra help and resources, and maybe they're a first-time mom. So
the idea that of getting pregnant, that to get themselves off the street. I think we talked about that at one point before. And the fact is that we have so many programs here to help people, and yet we still have so many people on the street, so many people in camps, so many people, obviously, mental health problems. And what you said about I look at it like this. There's only – the rice bowl is ready. There's only so much rice in the rice bowl, and you've got 30, 40, 50 entities out there wanting a share of rice. Well, there's only so much that goes around. And, that if people instead worked together and took that big portion of the rice bowl, then they could get everything done and even have more.
Right.
But it's things are tough. I mean, we go to a lot of fundraisers, and I've watched it over the years. They've been, some of them have gone way down. They're starting to come back up, but still, you see people that used to support four or five of them because you see a lot of the same people,
right?
At these, and so they're only supporting maybe one or two. Or when they start bidding on things in these live auctions, the prices are down, or they're only paying for a certain amount. Where it's just because there's a certain limit on things.
True.
If we're doing everything separately, as opposed to unified, we'll never get this done.
And if
Francie Sullivan said anything yesterday that made sense, that was it. But who, in this case in the city, is going to take the lead? Should it be the city council? I mean, they haven't shown that yet. But you've got leaders like yourself and Gene King and others here in town that have proven that they can make something work out of nothing.
Right.
So there I'm starting to think about that book that says that the leadership needs to come from the community and the political figures only need to do is support it and get on board.
That would be dreamy.
Wouldn't that be dreamy?
Look what we could do.
Yeah. Hey, we got to take a break. River Shelley Gibbs from CareNet. They're getting ready to have a banquet here pretty soon, next Friday.
Yep.
Or October 7th, I should say.
31st anniversary.
Okay. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460. It's 8:30 in the morning here on the last day of September.
Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com. For more information,
it's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Dubai. Linda's on her sabbatical to the coast with the Gold Diggers, and this is Foreigner. And one of the huge songs they had. Now, one of the members of Foreigner has got a studio right here in town. His family here in town. And is quite an extraordinary individual. I'd love to get him on the show. And he says, I'm not a very good interview. And I think, you know what, give us a chance. But he's got a studio here in town called After Hours. And
The other members in this shot, Jason Bonham, Kelly Hansen, Jeff Jacobs, Jeff Pilson, and Tom Gimmel. Any of those names ring a bell?
His name's Bruce, I think. Okay. So, anyway.
Tried.
Okay, I know. But he's in there because he's got all these big, you know, records. So and he wrote these and he's in them. See his photos. Oh, well. Okay. Foreigner. I'm here with Shelley Gibbs. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold, better known business, where it is the best barbershop in California.
I would
agree. In California.
That's right across the street from us.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Because you guys are located right there and right across from that and Subway.
Known that family for years. They're great.
PC, Tim, and...
Yep.
And then you got Logan in there cutting hair, too. He's the youngest. He's like 26. He's got a beard that I tell him if he fluffs it up, he looks jihadist. And everybody gets a kick out of that one. But it's Man's Last Stronghold. Go there. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans right there. Then Classic Cafe right down the street.
Kathy and Millie.
Get a hug.
Yep, they're so lovely.
Breakfast and lunch.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Well, we're going to have you start doing these. Shelley Gibbs, CareNet. She's the executive director of CareNet. This coming Friday, not day after tomorrow, but on October 7th, y'all are having...
October 9th. Friday, October 9th.
Right. Friday. Oh, it must be RSVP by October 7th, so it's Friday, October 9th.
Yes.
Is you're having the your banquet, fundraiser.
Our 31st annual silent auction and banquet. That'll be hosted at Valley Christian Fellowship. We're going to give away two tickets today. But we are sold out, so all our tables are sold out. And
you sold them out?
We did. So I have a couple random seats here and there.
Well, I'm not sure I'm going to give these away then. I may need
you
to.
You can do whatever you want with those.
I may not, you know, I may not give these away.
All right.
I may have to use these.
You can use them yourself.
Okay.
You're welcome to come.
Come on down and see this, because what happens at the banquet?
Well, what we do is we've got a fantastic dinner provided by a local caterer, David and Lisa Monroe. And then we just kind of showcase what we're doing and the updates for the last year. We're obviously going to be talking about AB 775, that bill that was just passed at the Assembly and the Senate. And then we actually get live testimonies from our clients. So I've got a husband and wife that were actually married at our center. They're going to be sharing part of their story. Their son is now a little bit over one. And then I've got a single mom of four, and she'll be sharing her story.
Next time you come through, maybe you can get her to come with you.
She would do it.
In a second, huh?
She would. She's pretty bold. I'm going to be on stage with her. We were talking about it yesterday.
Speaking of bold.
But anyway, so we'll showcase that, and then you'll hear from people and real life people that we serve. And in our newsletters, we always, with permission, share pictures of the families, and then on our Facebook page, which our Facebook page is a fantastic way to stay connected to us. It's our full name, CareNet Pregnancy Center of Northern California. And there's pictures of families from both our Redding and Red Bluff Center.
I must be missing a page. Oh, there it is.
There it is. And so we've just got... So at the banquet, we'll be showcasing that, and silent auction will be going on and off throughout the evening. And then you'll hear from some of our team members, as well as a couple of local pastors that are involved in our ministry and how they want to get involved. And actually, one of the pastors that's involved is so intimately involved that he ended up adopting two children that were from our clients.
Wow.
And it's a really...
Well, let me ask that question. Do y'all, if somebody wants to have the child but can't keep it and goes for adoption?
We legally do not get intimately involved in that process, but we do referrals. And then depending on what they'd like, if they want a closed adoption or an open, we can refer them to that agency or entity. There's also ways to adopt through Shasta County. And we work with the local agencies with that to make sure that, you know, but it's their job to connect with the agency. It's their job to finish their
You don't paperwork. Do that. But if the woman or girl says, you know, I want my baby to have a good life.
It's not common, but this year, early in the spring, we had three, all within the same two-month period.
Wow.
Three babies that were adopted out. It was just a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Were they, when you say closed or open, closed means is that they seal everything?
And they don't want any contact with the child.
Okay, and open means is that they can...
They can have correspondence with the adoptive parents, and they can, upon agreement between both parties, they can have visitations or mm-hmm. emailing or letters or whatever that looks like.
That must be... I've never known anybody that's been in that situation, so it must be tough.
It is tough.
I imagine.
The one that happened earlier this year was so beautiful. It was a husband and wife locally that had been trying for over 10 years to have a child.
Oh.
They had already been in the process and had all their paperwork completed the year before. They had had the season before. It wasn't a full 12 months, but they had had a baby that they were adopting out of state, and they went to go get the baby at the hospital, and last minute the birth mother changed her mind.
Oh, wow.
And so they had gone through a tremendous amount of heartbreak. And it was about 6 to 8 months later, we had a client that came in and said, I've adopted out a couple other children, and I know I'm not equipped to be a mom. And I only want, if you can help me find a family that cannot have children. I don't want to adopt my child into someone that already has children, because that was me, and I know what that's like. And she was able to share part of her story. We walked her through her pregnancy, and just through relationship and communication and just being connected in the community, I found out about this couple. And I introduced the two of them, and then they took the baton from there. So it could be considered manipulation and illegal if we got intimately involved, because we're not trying to arm twist. It really needs to
be. No,
I
understand. You've got to keep an arm's length there.
Absolutely.
Because you're right, because somebody will always accuse you of things.
Right. And so
whether it's true or not.
Yeah.
I believe in the smoking gun theory, that it can look bad, but unless you actually see somebody doing it.
Right.
But unfortunately, in today's world, it's not like that. If there's a little hint of smoke over there.
Well, we were just trying to make a good connection, and it worked.
And it worked.
It was beautiful.
Okay, so that was something else that we've not talked to you about before, is the adoption part of it. 775, you mentioned that.
Yeah.
What exactly is 775?
AB 775 is a bill that was co-authored earlier this year by NARAL, a large pro-choice organization, and co-authored and sponsored by David Chu, Assemblyman of District 17 out of San Francisco. And ultimately, this bill is called the Reproductive Fact Act. This bill was implemented to say pregnancy centers across the state of California, you are a joke, and we don't like what you're about. NARAL had published two different very large detailed articles about pregnancy centers being fake clinics. And so they were, quote unquote, wanting to expose us about how we're not real clinics and we're not offering the services and we're giving false information. And because we're such a joke, that we should be making sure that every woman has immediate access to free reproductive care. And so they go and they use this language of reproductive care, but ultimately it's really focused on abortion. And because reproductive care, any young lady and any young man, actually, you can go to your local doctor, you can go to a walk-in clinic, you can go to Planned Parenthood, you can go to the local abortion provider. People know where
you can go to high school.
You can go to high school, and then the nurse is going to tell you. You're going to find out immediately, almost, where you can get STD testing and where you can get birth control, and kids are passing around condoms, and the list goes on and on. But NARAL and these other entities say that pregnancy centers aren't doing their job, and you should be offering reproductive care. You should be offering abortions. And since you're not, we're going to force you to refer for them. So in essence, it's saying on your window and in your paperwork and training your team, you need to post really big in your window, we do not provide abortions, but here's where you can get one. And then we have to list the name of the location, their address, and the phone number. And then we're supposed to be referring for that. And the thing that's really funny and ironic about all of that is, because we are a faith-based nonprofit, and many, many pregnancy centers across the state are, there's over 100 of them. And they're saying, all 100 plus of you, we're going to either shut you down or we're going to fine you. So if you don't do this, the first offense is $500 fine, the second offense is $1,000, and then it just continues to go from there. But it's a breach of the First Amendment. It's such a sick joke. It blows my mind that this even got passed.
The other part of this is that they're not making abortion
clinics Refer for Life.
Put a big sign out there saying if you don't want an abortion, or if you're not sure about an abortion, here's where you can go to CareNet at this place, and they will counsel you.
Right.
See, but they're not making them do that.
No, because the language is reproductive. But, okay, what is reproduction? We reproduce. We have children. We have babies. There's life that's growing in the womb. I mean, all these Planned Parenthood videos have, as they've been released over the summer, have thoroughly exposed that there's life in the womb, that it is a baby, that there is a heart, that there is a liver, that there is a baby that's moving on a table. Like, it's a baby, for crying out loud. But they're not, this act, this fact act, is not saying, yes, we're going to talk about reproduction, and we're actually going to talk about life as well, life that's actually happening. And I could go on for days about that. But so this bill has been passed by both the Assembly and the Senate. It is currently sitting on Governor Brown's desk. He has until October 11th to sign it. And we were just talking earlier about, well, the fact that he could either veto it or he could just not sign it. So in our recent newsletter, and you can also find it online.
If he doesn't sign it, it will become a law, I'm pretty sure. I mean, as long as he doesn't veto it, it'll happen.
So this would go into effect January 1st of 2016, where we'd be forced to refer for abortions. And we won't be doing that.
But the other thing, too, is I would think is that we're going to take a break now because I have some other questions about
okay.
this. We'll be right back. It's 9:15 here at KCNR 1460 and Free Fire Radio. 59 degrees, going up to 82 today. Thank you to Shasta Gas Propane for that. 605-4567 is our phone number. And this is this bill, AB 775, the Reproductive Fact Act. Is more than that. It is a way to they're trying to shut down faith-based clinics that have not referred for abortion. But that's part of what, when you talk to people about options, that there is just not you're not just big signs.
There's not the language in the bill is not saying we're trying to shut you down. We're just saying we're going to force you to do something against your beliefs.
Against your religious beliefs. We'll be right back after these messages.
Joan Armatrading Trading is coming to Reading for a very special solo evening performance at the Cascade Theater. This diva, known for her passionate guitar and soulful vocals, is on her last large-scale tour, and she's doing it solo. An intimate evening with a powerhouse, Joan Armatrading, at the Cascade, October 22nd. Get tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans. The nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner. And the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. 59 degrees out there. Going to go up to 82 today. It's going to be a beautiful week here. It's going to be in the 80s. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Hey, Northern Firearms Instruction is teaching an advanced class. That's right. If you've already got your CCW class, this is the next step up. They go through the presentation of your firearm, shooting from different positions, shooting quickly, reloading, moving from cover to cover, and then scenarios in the afternoon to help put all of what you've learned together. Everybody that's taken this course has loved it, and they've got it, and it's going to occur October the 25th. Give them a call at 999-1822, or check them out online at readingccw.com. I think there's like four spots left there, so you might want to hop in there, and that is one of the classes that I help teach, because I like to watch people jumping around and shooting shotguns and, and running and shooting. And you don't, okay, you don't have to run, but you do shoot and move and communicate with each other. Okay, our guest Shelley Gibbs, who is with, who is executive director, I shouldn't say with, she is the driving force behind CareNet. AB 775 is on the governor's desk. Essentially, what it says is if you don't start, if all clinics that have anything to do with prenatal care doesn't start teaching or doesn't start advertising for abortions, they can be fined.
Correct.
And this is for those that are faith-based organizations, is kind of like a slap in the face, especially when they're not making the pro-choice clinics advertise for places they can go if they, you know, to be counseled if they don't want an abortion. So we're there now. The Planned Parenthood, I can't let you off here without Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
They had the woman who's in charge of Planned Parenthood, and I talked about Planned Parenthood a little bit today. The CEO of the Planned Parenthood came in there, and she said that the recorded videos are offensive and categorically untrue. And the lady who makes and this frankly is not something that bothers me because, you know, she makes $556,000 a year. I mean, except the fact I don't make that much. But she runs a big business here. What bothers me kind of is that they're finding that millions and millions of dollars are going to salaries, travel, and politics, political groups, of which they only support, it appears, the Democrats. When you see things like this and you know that $1.3 billion of taxpayer money is going funneled into Planned Parenthood, and with all the things that are happening here, do you ever kind of like sit there and or in your chair in the evening, have a glass of wine or whatever, and go, why? What are these people thinking? Do you ever think you ever do that?
I'm gonna be fairly quiet about all of that. It's something that is a very big subject right now, and as the leader of CareNet and as a leader in the community with this, we actually don't spend a lot of time and energy protesting and don't spend a lot of time and energy focusing on the opposite party and what they're against and what they're not against. There's so much good to be done in the community, and that's where we spend our time and our energy and our thoughts and our prayers and our finances.
Don't want to get in the mud and roll with the pigs, huh?
I don't.
Okay.
It's too bad.
I was trying to get one started.
I know. But
no,
it's a mess.
Because it
it's
is a mess.
Mess.
How many Planned Parenthood, do you know how many Planned Parenthood places there are in California?
I don't know the exact number.
It's not that many, though.
There's not that many, but there's Planned Parenthood isn't your only entity. So when you say $1.3 billion is going to Planned Parenthood, it's not just Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is just the mothership of it all. And I want to come back to that really quick regarding the bill.
Yeah.
And Planned Parenthood and the founder of Planned Parenthood, because I have a pretty strong opinion about that. But it's not just, you know, our tax dollars go into this budget. It's called this in California. It's called the State Family Pact. And Women's Health Specialist is the local abortion provider. So Planned Parenthood here in Reading does not provide abortions. They only provide the abortion pill. And the abortion pill has to be taken within 49 days of unprotected sex, and it forces the woman to miscarry and the baby to dislodge from the uterine wall, and then she goes through all this process of bleeding and cramping, etc. You sign a waiver saying you know that you could die and all these other things that could happen and complications. But here locally, if you are 12 weeks and under, you can have a surgical abortion provided at Women's Health Specialist. And you can sign a paper if you are 12 years old and older. Like, so my daughter is almost 12. She's on the back side of our newsletter, and she's in sixth grade. And in 6 months, she can go to, if she was pregnant, she can go to Women's Health Specialist, and she can receive an abortion without my permission, and it comes from that budget. It comes from the State Family Pact. And our tax dollars are going to pay for that. So in essence, I turn around and I pay for my daughter's or my friend's daughter's own abortion, and they'll never even know about it. She can't even take an aspirin at school or go to camp without me practically signing her life over. She can't get a passport to go on a trip or a missions trip without both parents being present and photo IDs and birth certificates, and the list goes on and on. But we can remove a life from her womb at the age of 12 with our own tax dollars. So that $1.3 billion is only a very small portion of actually the money that actually goes into this type of
activity. Yeah, and supposedly the federal tax money, there's so many restrictions on it, they can't use that for abortion, but they obviously use it then for other things like salaries and travel and political reasons.
Yeah, it's wild.
But the money that goes into it here, our tax money goes into it. Okay.
So back to the bill, the one thing I just want to point out so that the community is a little bit more aware of the decades, almost a century of, I'll just call it funk. Like, it blows my mind. AB 775 is authored by NARAL, which you can look that up, co-sponsored by David Chu. But all the main sponsors, the two main sponsors behind this bill, is Black Women of America and Jewish Women of America. Now, that blows my mind that those two entities across the state and across our nation would be the main top sponsors of this. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, the one who started all of this with quote-unquote reproductive care, but also was wanting abortion clinics, and you could read her biography, you can read in all types of books. She referred to blacks and Jews as dogs, and that they should not be alive and they should stop reproducing. So the very entity and the very demographic of people that she wanted to extinguish because she wanted to clean up the white race, she would put abortion clinics in the ghettos and in those neighborhoods so that they would have immediate and free access to abortions and birth control, saying stop reproducing, stop recreating your race, because your race is like a dog and it needs to be cleaned out and extinguished. And so she was a communist. She was part of the Communist Party, connected to all types of things with Hitler. And so now we see decades and decades later.
She's also, I think she had links to the Ku Klux Klan, I saw one time.
And so those same entities, these are the people that are behind this bill. The ones that she was trying to wipe out are now totally behind this bill, saying, yeah, let's have every woman.
But isn't it mainly isn't it people of color usually have the... have abortions?
African Americans are the number one demographic of abortions across the United States. Yes. So they're wiping out their own race. That blows my mind. Because I'm in a generation, maybe not your generation. You know, I didn't grow up in civil rights movement. I grew up that, you know, it doesn't matter the color of your skin. And that has nothing to do with anything that's going on. And so this generation, but my generation also, abortion has been legal my entire life. In January 22nd, 2016 will be the 43rd anniversary that abortion has been legal in our nation. That's when Roe v. Wade was passed in Texas. So that's just the bill just blows my mind, the dichotomy, like just the stuff that's way behind it on the back end of the scenes. But we're going to continue to focus on doing good in the community. We're going to continue to champion life and to be helping families, because what we're doing is a beautiful thing.
It is. You're helping people. Shelley Gibbs, Executive Director of CareNet. I think it's important with all the things that are going on, you hear another part of it. You know, you hear another side here that there's people out here wanting to help, and that, and it's not all pro-choice out there. And yet we've got people on the city council who are very strong pro-choice. And I would think we'd have, you know, that they have open minds on things, on stuff like this. You would think.
I would hope so. And we're not doing any arm twisting. So
no. Okay.
We're there to help people.
On a week from Friday is the banquet, but you've sold our tickets. But I have a couple of tickets here I might give away. We'll see. We'll be back tomorrow. We have a veterans show here. Of course, Trish Clark will be with me. And then Friday will be Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Well,
if you got questions for him, remember, it's the good guys
down.
Against the bad guys.
No,
which are
I
you?
Won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Russia is advising the U.S. to keep its aircraft out of Syrian airspace while Russian warplanes bomb ISIS. Moscow claims to be targeting ISIS, but at least one U.S.-backed Syrian rebel group says its positions have been bombed. Senator John McCain says Putin's airstrikes are a thinly veiled bid to prop up Bashar Assad, the cost of more innocent lives.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports that at least 27 people were killed and that six children were among the dead. These strikes near the city of Homs is not under control of ISIS, of the Islamic State.
Moscow actively supports Assad, while Washington says Assad has to go. A midnight government shutdown looking less likely. The Senate's passed a stopgap spending measure. The House expected to follow suit later in the day.
The vote in the Senate.